Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. This morning, it hit me like a sledgehammer over the head. It was crazy. I realized that tomorrow in 4 months is January 1st, 2019. Now I know from the past, I used to be one of them, and there are a lot of people out there who are making New Year's resolutions, setting goals, having dreams, having needs, you name it, they have it. So my question is, what are you doing about all of this? In my personal experience, I have noticed that setting goals and making New Year's resolutions has never worked unless I started putting them into action and creating a healthy habit to follow up and follow through with what I want or need to achieve. So I have come to the conclusion, now is the time to start. No day is better to start a new beginning than today. So I ask myself some questions and I'm going to ask you. Are you happy, healthy, earning what you are worth? Are you home enough with your family, your loved ones? Do your children know you and love you as their healthy mom or dad, spending time with them, teaching them and playing with them? Those are all things children need to be connected to their parents, to love them, to look up to them, to respect them, to follow their advice. There needs to be a tight connection. You cannot just arrive at a place of, you know, where you want to go or something by saying, I have to, I have to, I have to, because that is just putting pressure on people. And we've already talked previously about what putting pressure on people does. It creates stress. So I've asked if you have time to play with them, teach them, spend, you know, go on outings, on walks, on swims, on bike rides, whatever you all like to do as a family. Do you have time for that? Do you have the energy for it? How do you feel after a day of work? And work comes in many different forms. For some people, it's sitting in the office, typing, answering phones, running off copies, doing certain things. For others, it's being on the road, being as a driver, cab driver, Uber, Lyft, whatever, or a truck driver, having to move cargo from one area to another. For others, it's physical or mental. And let me say, for a mom, it's everything. And I said that in one of my previous shows about a month and a half or 2 months ago. A mom is faced with 26 chores every morning, even before the children go off to school. There are so many things a mom has to do before she can actually start her day to get everybody else ready. Wow. That takes organization, dedication, love, skills. It takes a lot. And moms need to be applauded for that. Or dads, because I know some stay-at-home dads where the moms earn more money, so they're going to work 9 to 5 or 8 to 4 or whatever it is. And the dad stays home taking care of the children actually have a relative who's doing that. And I have some friends in another country who are doing it too. And it works great because whoever is home and can dedicate the time and the love and the skills and the teaching and the playing and all that stuff to their children is very important. And the other person is just as important for providing the finances. So all the things that need to be done can be done. So when you get off work, be it an office job or whatever it is, or physical, and the mom with all her things, do you have enough time and energy at the end of the day when the children are home to spend quality time with them, to play with them, to sit with them, to tell stories, to sing songs, to play games? And before you do all that, do you actually have time for yourself to be healthy? And when I talk about that, I'm talking about mental, physical, and financial health. It all goes together. It's full circle. It's what we as health coaches call the trilogy, where body, mind, and finances belong together. And if one is out of sort, the others won't really manifest themselves either. So what do you do for yourself? So having asked you that question, I can tell you that I have made a decision for myself, and I did that 2 years ago, but I'm doing it again now, every day. Every time I come to the conclusion, I look back at my life, and when I realize that certain things have become a habit that is not a habit that I want to pass on, that I want to have in my legacy, it's time to revisit what is my why. That's W-H-Y. What is my why? Why am I doing what I'm doing? What's in it for all the people I am sharing with? What's in it for me? How do I feel when I get to help someone feeling better? Wow, there is nothing more beautiful than that. So now is the time to start getting ready, creating healthy habits for the new year. Now, today, not really tomorrow, today, but depending on when you listen to that show, all right, when it's tomorrow and you listen tomorrow to it, it's still today, because tomorrow never comes. When it's here, it's today. So I suggest we all prepare our bodies, minds, and finances so they are healthy for a long time, for the rest of our lives. Let's reduce stress. Let's learn how to breathe to reduce stress. Let's practice to be relaxed, mentally relaxed, and spend time with our loved ones so we can do, be, and give our best daily and will not have any regrets. So important. Today, I am giving an incentive to everyone who wants to journey towards optimal health with a strong why. And that can be different things. It can be you need to get healthy, be it with blood pressure, be it in health, be it in attitude, be it in weight, gain or lose, whatever. I mean, if you're underweight, you need to gain weight and muscle. If you're overweight, it's time to release some fat. And I'm not telling anybody they're fat or underweight or anything. I'm just stating some facts. Those are all things I can actually help you with. So why don't you sit down and take 5 minutes to yourself and write down, what is my why? for 2019? What do I want to achieve? Who do I want to be? Why? What legacy do I want to leave behind? And then let's start working towards your optimal health so you can accomplish all that. So I said, today I'm giving everyone who wants to journey towards optimal health with you and has a strong why, an incentive. And the why cannot stop on January 1st or December 31st. It is something for a lifetime. Of course, the why changes in between, so we need to reset it. But that's all right. I'm here with you and for you. I'm going to tell you that anyone who qualifies after a 30-minute free health assessment between September 1st in 2018, that is actually starting tomorrow because the show is that's in 2 days. So we could even say August 31st. It's just as fine. Through September 15th, but not later than then. And signs up with me to get healthy, I will give them, each and everyone who signs up to journey towards health, a $25 wellness credit towards their commitment. And in order for you to find out how you can connect with me, you can go to, and I am so sorry, I could not hyperlink, it did not take it for the transcript. So you need to maybe highlight, copy and paste it into the URL. You can go to denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com and I will get your contact info and I will get to you within 24 to 48 hours. Or you can email me at dythomson@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject line, I want to get healthy now, or something like that, or get healthy now, so I know where it's coming from, so I can and will honor what I promised. And or you can text me or voicemail me to 563-54956. Leave a very specific message. Again, state, get healthy now, and the show that you got it from. And I will honor your request and get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. So I can help as many people as possible to get healthy. Remember, this is not something I say lightly, because I've been there, I've done that, and I'm still doing it. I actually was told by my doctor I had to lose weight because when taking care of my father-in-law, I felt so depressed and deprived for so many years that I was always the third wheel on the wagon. Wasn't so. That's just the way I perceived it, and perceptions can be damaging. So because of that, I've done this. I know it works. I lost over 50 pounds. I'm feeling fabulous. I'm energized. And I have such a big passion to help you, whoever you are. That's why I offered a 30-minute free health assessment. And then when you qualify and your why is strong, I will give you the $25 wellness credit towards your commitment. And then we can start journeying together. That is nationwide within the entire United States. So having said that, I hope I gave you enough hope and courage, and I'm trying to share empowerment with you so you can teach, and people who teach, they learn more and they retain more. And that's what I wish for you and for me. Have a fabulous week, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Talk to you next week.